Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The world's Muslim population is now at 1 in every 4 people on Earth. That's 1.57 billion people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The global Muslim population now stands at 1.57 billion people, meaning that 1 in 4 people on the earth practice Islam, according to a report by the Pew Forum, the most comprehensive of its kind, a survey that has provided precise numbers for a population whose size has long been subject to guesswork. The project also presents a portrait of the Muslim world with some surprises, including information that there are more Muslims in Germany, China, and Russia than there are in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Libya. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The latest global survey that reveals 1 in every 4 people on the earth practice Islam is evidence that Bible prophecy is closer to fulfillment than ever before. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For a number of years, the size of the Muslim population in our world has been subject to guesswork, with estimates ranging anywhere from 1 billion to 1.8 billion people. Now we have been provided with the precise numbers by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, a report that indicates the total population of the Muslim world is 1.57 billion people on Earth. That's 1 in every 4 people of the global population. It's also interesting to note that only 40% of Muslims live in the Middle Eastern Arab countries, with the rest scattered around the world, with large numbers living in Asia. This information is evidence that Bible prophecy is closer to fulfillment in light of the prophecies for the last days. Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83 list the nations that will come against Israel in the last days to wipe the Jewish state off the earth. The lowest common denominator of these nations that align themselves against Israel is that they are Muslim. The ancient Jewish prophet Joel states that a mighty militia will be formed to attack Israel. That's found in Joel chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And the hate that radical Islam has for the Jews sets that prophecy in motion. This latest report on the global population of the Muslim world is evidence that Bible prophecy is closer to being fulfilled than ever before. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...